You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, Days fans. It's Belinda from Soap Dirt. And if you have not seen it, 8 cast members, past and current, appeared on the game show The Weakest Link, and it was pretty interesting. I watched the episode, and I just had to laugh so many times. First, at what were many insanely easy questions that some of the actors missed, and then just their antics with each other. So just real quick, if you haven't seen it, I want to talk to you about who was the smartest, and among those that were appearing, and who was maybe not so smart. But first, if you haven't, please click subscribe. All right, so I'm going to give you some big spoilers on what happened on this episode of The Weakest Link, and I'm even going to tell you who won. So if you don't want to know, just be warned, this is a spoilers channel. So for those of you who don't have Peacock, you can watch it on demand on your cable or satellite subscription, but you might have to log in with those credentials. Part of the episode is here on YouTube on the NBC official channel, but only like 6 minutes of it. All right, so here's who we had playing The Weakest Link, which is a trivia game show hosted by the very funny Jane Lynch. We had 4 former cast members and 4 current cast members playing. These included Brian DeTillo, who plays Lucas Horton, Galen Gehring, who plays Rafe Hernandez, Eric Martsoff, who plays Brady Black, and Tina Huang, who plays former DA Melinda Trask. Those are the current cast members. Then we have 2 that are on occasional recurring and the other 2 that are off the NBC soap. Those include Zach Tinker as Sonny Kiriakis. Of course, he shows up every now and then. And there's Victoria Conifal, who plays Sierra Brady. And even though she left, she comes back every now and then. But the 2 that are completely gone from the show, as far as I've seen, are Martha Madison as Belle Black and Lindsay Arnold, who played Allie Horton. So the way that The Weakest Link works, if you don't know, they go around, there's a timer, and they do a round of trivia. Each person answers a question, and every correct answer puts money into this little pile. But the problem is, if you get correct answers, they build up. Every correct answer is worth slightly more money. So like $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, and that money piles up. But if anybody, as you're going around, gives a wrong answer, it drops the counter back to 0. And there is some strategy involved, because if the money has built up before it gets to you, before you get your question, you can yell bank and they'll put the money in like a safe, secure area. But then the counter resets to 0 and you start from the bottom reaccumulating. So it's trivia, but there's a bit of strategy while playing, all while under the gun of this timer. It's very stressful. The actors admitted they were nervous before they came on. So at the end of each round, the players themselves decide who's the weakest link, and then they vote that person off the island. So 6 people were kicked off of the original 8, and that took it down to the final 2 that faced off in the last round to take the entire pot of money for their charity. The first person to be kicked out was Zach Tinker. Everybody was teasing the Sonny actor because he did not know that a sawbuck was a $10 bill. I did not know that either. Like, I knew the word sawbuck, I knew that it was money, but off the top of my head, I could not have told you the denomination. I think when we were watching, I was watching with my husband, I shouted out $1. I was wrong. So what's funny is Tina Huang mocked Zach and said, everybody knows what a buck saw is. And then Jane Lynch gave her some grief because she even got the word wrong and they all laughed at her. So Zach Tinker pretended to be upset. I don't think any of them were really upset that he was the first one voted out as the weakest link. He went out on a 5-3 vote, with him and Lindsay as the ones getting all the votes. The host said he was not voted off for being stupid, but because no one likes him. Everybody laughed, even he laughed. Jane Lynch always says very mean stuff that has people laughing on the show, and she was full of all lots of soapy comments about evil twins and things. It was very cute. So as Zach marched out, he told everybody he'd meet them later for drinks, but that they had to buy since he got voted off. And he also said he was glad that Lindsay Arnold did as badly as he did. So speaking of that, the next person to leave was Lindsay Arnold. And oh my gosh, hers was funny because she missed such an easy question and gave this preposterous answer. So they put up a photo of a walrus. You know, they've got like the little mustache of whiskers and the big things that hang down out of their mouth, you know? And she was asked to say, what are those sharp looking things? you know, on that animal in his mouth. And she said teeth, which was, that's fine. But then Jane asked her to be more specific. And then Lindsay said antlers. That had everybody laughing at her. And that's pretty much what got her voted off in the second round, because she didn't know they were called tusks. And, you know, she then tried to insist that tusks were the same thing as antlers. She went out on a 5-2 vote and was mock outraged that her real life best friend, Victoria, voted against her. So Jane told her to get the tusk out of there. Lindsay marched out joking that they didn't have anybody else to rely on to get all the answers wrong. And Galen called out antlers up as she exited. And Victoria admitted that it was actually horrible that she had to send her best friend out. So the third person out was Lindsay Arnold's TV dad, Brian DiTillo, who in the prior round had to admit he didn't know that a telenovela was the word for a Spanish soap opera. And in the end, and Brian and Galen tied on votes, and it came down to Tina Huang to decide who would be shamed as the weakest link because she was the strongest link in the round. She originally had voted against Galen, but when Brian started some smack talk, she swapped her vote over and sent him packing. And that started actually a round robin of bickering among all the day's actors, and Jane threatened to turn the car around. So it was very cute. Brian DiTillo said it was the biggest betrayal he had ever seen. Sniffed in his life and said he was deleting Galen's contact from his phone. It was very funny. So after the Lucas Horton actor went out, it was Victoria Conifal sent packing. The ex-Sierra Brady actress missed her last question about what do English people call a bum bag? That is a fanny pack, by the way. They don't call it in the UK. A bum is what your bottom is, what they call your bottom over there, because the word fanny in the UK refers to lady bits as a point of interest. So you don't want to call it a fanny pack because they will think that you are storing your chapstick and money in your crotch. Victoria was sent out on a 3-2 vote and joked that she was so sour about how it went. I guess sour is worse than salty. Jane joked that Victoria's secret is that she's not that smart. And that made Victoria laugh and everybody laugh. So Tina Huang, aka Melinda Trask, went out with 2 votes, and Jane said that her role was recast and she had to go. Tina said they ripped out her heart, but she'd see them all in Salem, and then joked that you shouldn't cross her as she glared, and Eric Martzoff said he didn't feel safe. But Tina was all smiles and she joked and said she's very nice, unlike Melinda Trask. She was very hit and miss, but she got some really hard questions. So I'd fully give her credit for that. The last to be kicked off before the final round was Galen Gehring. Both Martha and Eric voted against him, and he called it messed up and said they got rid of him because he was the dragon. So I wonder if Martha voted against Galen because she thought Eric Martzoff would be easier to beat, or if she was just choosing to keep her on-screen brother in the game. I will say Eric Martzoff did extremely well. I mean, for a pretty boy, especially a hot, muscular pretty boy, you think, oh, he's probably not that bright. He got a lot of stuff. He was doing a really good job. Martha Madison did a really good job. So of interest, just in case you didn't know this, Galen Gehring played on Weakest Link many, many years ago, a couple of decades ago. And Galen joked, you'd think I'd be better because he had played before. And Jane Lynch said, at least he's pretty. So he played back in 2002 on an episode that had soap stars from Days of Our Lives and from Passions. So just point of interest, maybe you saw it way back then. I don't remember watching it. So in the end, Bell Black actress Martha Madison beat her on-screen brother, Brady Black actor Eric Martzoff, and she took home $50,000 for her charity, which is World Central Kitchen. What's really bizarre, by the way, was I had never heard of that charity before until Tuesday, the same day that showed air, because they're an organization that provides food relief in war-torn areas, and 7 of their workers died in an airstrike in Gaza the same day that this episode of Weakest Link aired, and Martha Madison was discussing their mission. And I had literally never heard of them, and then it was twice in one day. No idea how long ago this episode filmed, but, you know, probably at least a couple of months ago. All right, that's it. And so what's funny, the only actor that Jane specifically basically called dumb was Victoria Conifal. And the smartest, according to the game show at least, was Martha Madison in the end. Although the questions, to be fair, range from stupid easy things like, what's the silent letter in the word salmon? Up to harder ones like, which large North American island is actually part of Denmark? I knew the L and salmon, but I did not know that Greenland was part of Denmark, and I'm an avid Jeopardy watcher, so obviously I had a knowledge gap as well. All right, that's it. Please subscribe if you have not, and definitely check this out on Peacock if you want to watch the actors tease and smack talk each other. It's worth the watch. And drop your comments, and of course, please come back soon. And as always, it's Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.